Oh, Matt Kalahar.
Hi, Frankie. Bob had made it clear yesterday that they sort of needed a longer start we're hoping for a longer start from you. Did you sort of take that knowledge out to the mound with you? Just wanted to go deep into the end of it.
I didn't know that, but no, man. I was just trying to go out there and, just trying to go out there and do my best, trying to go as long as I can, you know, trying to throw good pitches and try to keep the team in the game.
Is there anything in particular you might point to for you've been pretty consistent with your outings the last couple of months? Is there anything that you would point to that's kind of clicked in for you?
I'm just keep on working. I'm just trying to, you know, keep working, trying to get better, you know, working stuff that I need to work on and go out there and give 100%.
Martin Gallegos.
Hey, Frankie. Obviously with Chris, you guys don't know if, you know, he might come back this year at some point, but you kind of look at that as, you know, a opportunity for you to kind of step up into that role that maybe he had for a little bit, where maybe take on a role as a leader. I know you guys are all trying to go out there every day and pitch well, but you just kind of being, you know, having been around for a little bit longer here, do you kind of look at that role as something that you can fill in?
Not just me. I feel like all of us need to step up, you know, all of us need to go out there and try to fill the hole, you know, and say, trying to be a leader? Nah. I'm just trying to support my teammates, you know, go out there. And I feel like all of us have the same purpose, and it's just go out there and trying to fill that hole.
Steve Berman.
Hey, Frankie, in the seventh, you went through three pretty good hitters, pretty easily. He had 105 pitches. Did you feel like you had any more to go out for the eighth, or did you think that your day was probably done then?
I probably had one more, but my velo was still there. My pitches were still there, you know. Bob asked me if I wanted one more, and telling the right there it was fine. I just didn't want to take any risks going longer.
Jane McCauley.
Hi, Frankie. How draining is it, but also maybe the adrenaline rush of pitching in a duel like that, where you're going against a guy like Webb, who's been so good lately, and just inning after inning, you guys are grinding through and dueling. And how much fun is it as well?
It's fun. I just didn't want to get booed by the fans, but I just wanted to go out there. You know, it's a really good pitcher. It's a really good pitcher. I knew I have to step up my game. And, you know, I'm just glad I went out there and gave a good fight.
So back to Matt Kalahar.
I just wanted to ask for you guys, what is the sort of difficulty level of back-to-back losses like this, obviously having leads late and seeing them vanish like they did?
It's been tough 2 days, you know, because we had the lead, and then it's like both days, two homers, they take the lead. But tomorrow's going to be another day. Got to put that behind us and go out there tomorrow and play more ball.
Finish with Martin Gallegos.
Frank, I know we talked a lot about Marte, but just seeing him get on base, are you kind of expecting him to steal a base every time he gets on?
To be honest, yes. Every time he gets to first base, I'm like, he gone. Yeah, I just want to be there to see it, you know. Any catcher is going to have a tough time with him because they know he's gone. He's going, you know, he's going to go to second base. And the fact that, like, they know that they still can't get an out, that's tough. Good for him, though.